Still, editing adult genes to cure conditions or even hacking the adult genome to make stronger, smarter humans doesn't change the genes that we passed on to any children that person has. In order to pass those fixed or augmented cells on, you would have to edit a human embryo or the sperm and egg used to create the embryo. Editing an embryo would not just remove a health problem, but it would leave lasting changes that are passed on, something that many scientists say is desirable in the case of awful health problems, but much more questionable in the case of enhancements. Some sceptical researchers said that it is still far too error-prone to be considered practical to use in editing human embryos. However, progress is being made. Dr. Feng, a researcher at MIT's McGovern Institute for Brain Research, thinks that making a genetically edited human, either without disease or augmented, will be possible in 10 to 20 years. Stem cell expert Jonathan Tilley said that his lab is already trying to edit egg cells with CRISPR. Tilley said that once this is done with animals, it will prove that it can be done. "Can you do it?" is one thing, he said. But then you ask, would you do it? Why? What is the purpose? As scientists, we want to know if it's feasible, but then we get into the bigger questions, and it's not a science question, it's a society question. Adapted from Business Insider, March 2015.